Son, never stop learning.
The smartest person in any room is often the most dangerous one there, not because of what they know, but because of what they're certain they know. Here is the uncomfortable truth. In 1999, psychologists David Dunning and Justin Kruger published a landmark study showing that people with limited knowledge in a domain consistently overestimate their own competence. They don't know enough to know what they're missing. Now, that finding would have surprised no one in ancient Athens, because a barefoot stonemason's son had already mapped this exact trap 2,000 years earlier. His name was Socrates. And the story that defined his entire philosophy began not with a lecture, but with a question posed to an oracle. Socrates' friend Chaerephon walked into the oracle at Delphi and asked the Pythia a direct question: "Is any man wiser than Socrates?" The oracle said number. When Socrates heard this, he was baffled. He claimed to know nothing. So he did something radical. He went out and tested the oracle's verdict by interviewing the people of Athens who were considered wise, politicians, poets, craftsmen. Think of it as a field audit of human expertise. What he found was consistent and damning. Every expert he questioned believed their skill in one area gave them authority over everything else. The politician who understood rhetoric assumed he understood justice. The craftsman who mastered his trade assumed he understood virtue. Socrates, by contrast, knew he didn't know. That gap between assumed knowledge and actual knowledge is what the oracle was pointing at. The key idea here is that Socrates' wisdom wasn't a collection of answers. It was a precise map of his own ignorance. That map had a method behind it. Socrates developed what scholars call the elenchus, the Socratic method. It is defined as a form of cooperative argumentative dialogue designed to stimulate critical thinking and draw out ideas and underlying presuppositions. The process works like this. You take someone's confident claim, ask them to define it precisely, then follow the logic wherever it leads. Almost always, it leads to contradiction. The technical term for that moment of productive collapse is aporia, a state of genuine confusion and uncertainty. Now, most people treat aporia as failure. Socrates treated it as the starting point. You cannot fill a vessel that is already full. That is the rule of the empty vessel. Before you can genuinely master anything, you must first acknowledge the specific shape of what you don't yet understand. Dunning and Kruger's research confirms this mechanically. The people who improve fastest are the ones who can accurately locate their own competence ceiling. So how do you apply this, Michael? The tool is what we can call a certainty audit. Take any domain where you consider yourself competent. Write down three claims you believe to be true in that domain. Now do what Socrates did. Try to define each claim with precision. Ask yourself, can I explain the mechanism behind this? Or am I just pattern matching from experience? Can I identify where this belief breaks down? If you can't answer those questions, you've found your ceiling. That's not a failure. That is the most valuable data point you can generate about your own thinking. Remember, the goal isn't to feel less confident. The goal is to locate the exact boundary between what you know and what you assume, because those two things are almost never the same. Michael, here is the synthesis that ties everything together. Socrates never wrote a single book. His philosophy survived entirely through the dialogues written by his student Plato and the accounts of Xenophon, because his method lived in conversation, not in conclusions. He wasn't trying to give Athens answers. He was trying to show Athens the cost of false certainty. The takeaway from this lecture is precise. Wisdom is not the accumulation of facts. It is the accurate identification of the limits of your own understanding. The Dunning-Kruger trap and the Socratic insight are the same observation, separated by two millennia. Your knowledge, left unexamined, becomes your ceiling. The examined life, the one Socrates insisted was the only life worth living, begins the moment you stop mistaking familiarity for understanding.